Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Boundaries Are an Act of Leadership. For a long time, I misunderstood boundaries. I thought boundaries were about protection, protecting your time, protecting your weekends, protecting your energy. But over the years, I've realized something different. Boundaries are not defensive. They are directional. They clarify who you are as a leader. And without them, you don't just get tired, you get misaligned. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. There are three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is getting to watch the high school basketball team at the school where I teach play. Sitting in those stands, watching students out there compete, the high school students, watching the community show up. That reminds me that education is bigger than the classroom. It's connection, it's pride, and it's growth over years. Second thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for time to reflect. Reflection isn't automatic. It has to be intentional. And I'm grateful for moments where I can sit with my thoughts instead of just reacting to everything. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for my three kids. Watching them grow and work hard keeps everything in perspective. It reminds me that what we model matters at home and at school. All right, let's get into it. The topic again is boundaries are an act of leadership. The system will take what you don't define. If you don't define your limits, the system, the education system, will define them for you. See, email expands, expectations expand, requests expand, committees expand. And because teachers care, we say yes. Yes, I can help. Yes, I'll cover. Yes, I'll take that on. And before long, you're not leading your time. Your time is leading you. Leadership begins when you define your capacity before someone else does. Let me take you into a real scenario here. Imagine this. You've had a full day. One student had a behavior episode. Another needed emotional support. You stayed after to adjust the lesson. And it's 4:45. You're walking out the door and someone says, "Hey, quick question." You feel it in your body. You're tired. But you say yes because you don't want to seem difficult. You don't want to seem unhelpful. You don't want to seem disengaged. That moment is where boundaries live. Not in big declarations, in small decisions, y'all. Boundaries are clarity. They're not conflict. See, people think boundaries create tension, but unclear expectations create more tension. When people don't know your limits, they assume flexibility. When you communicate clearly, respectfully, you reduce confusion. Clarity is kindness. Ambiguity, it breeds resentment. And Something else to think about here is that students watch how you handle limits. Students, they notice when you are stretched thin. They notice tone shifts. They notice impatience. They notice when you're distracted, but they also notice calm. They notice when you say, "We'll handle that tomorrow," or "That's not appropriate right now." They also notice if you say something like, "Hey, I'm available during this time," you are modeling adulthood, and that is leadership. Let's talk about the myth of the hero teacher. There's a cultural narrative in education. The best teachers are heroic. They sacrifice endlessly, and they fix everything. But hero culture burns people out. Sustainable leadership, well, it looks quieter. It looks steady, measured, and intentional. It looks like knowing when to stop. And then something to think about too is that emotional boundaries matter too. Boundaries aren't just about time. They're about emotional absorption. So, like you can emphasize without absorbing. You can support without internalizing. If every student crisis becomes your personal crisis, you will carry too much. Leadership, it means I care, I support, and I release what isn't mine. So let's talk about resentment. Resentment is a signal. If you feel resentment building in your body, pay attention. Pay attention to it. Resentment doesn't mean you don't care. It means something is misaligned. Usually that misalignment is a boundary not being honored. Resentment is information. Listen to it early. And then boundaries protect your home. Gotta protect your home. You are not just a teacher. You are a parent, a spouse, a friend, a human. If school consumes everything, something else loses oxygen. Leadership includes protecting the part of your life that restores you. Because restoration fuels sustainability. And boundaries, they strengthen authority. When you honor your limits, students feel it. You become calmer, clearer, more consistent. Consistency, well, it builds trust with students, and trust builds authority. Authority builds safety, and boundaries, they make that possible. And ultimately, longevity is the goal. You don't want to just survive this year. I hope not. You want to last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Longevity, it requires structure. It requires building that structure into your career. Structure requires limits. Limits, they require courage. Boundaries are not about doing less. They are about doing what matters sustainably. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that boundaries are not selfish. They are leadership. They clarify your role. They protect your energy. They preserve your joy. And they model emotional health. You can be deeply committed without being endlessly available. You can care fiercely without sacrificing sustainability. That's leadership. Well, if you found this episode valuable, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.